A long time ago, in the deep blue sea, there lived a hungry whale. All of the fish in the sea were scared of the whale. They tried to swim away from him as fast as they could. But the whale was hungry, and he ate up all the fish. Finally, there was only one little fish left in the sea. The smart little fish hid behind the whale's ear. The whale couldn't see her hiding there.
"I'm hungry,"
shouted the whale.
"There must be something left in this ocean to eat."
The little fish was scared. She knew she couldn't hide forever. Suddenly, the fish had an idea. She spoke softly into the whale's ear.
"Have you ever eaten a person?"
she asked.
"What?"
shouted the whale in surprise.
"A person?"
thought the whale.
"I wonder how a person would taste."
"Oh, they're very nice," said the little fish. "I know where you can find one."
At that moment, a small wooden raft was floating on the ocean. A man wearing blue shorts and suspenders sat on the raft. He was carving a small piece of wood with his knife. The man's ship had sunk, so he got on his raft and waited for the ocean to take him to land. He floated up and down on the waves. The whale saw the man. He opened his mouth as wide as he could. The whale swallowed the man, raft and all. The man stood up in surprise. He found that he was no longer on the ocean. He was inside the whale. He did not want to be inside there at all. Quickly, the man thought up an idea. He leapt off his raft and began dancing, jumping, and moving about. He made a lot of noise inside the whale's stomach.
"This person does not feel good inside my stomach," said the whale. "I don't think I like eating people."
"Open your mouth and let him out," said the little fish.
"Yes, you're right,"
agreed the whale. He opened his mouth wide to let the man out.
"Come out of there,"
demanded the whale.
"No,"
said the man, thinking quickly. He did not want to go back to floating on his little raft.
"I won't come out unless you take me home."
Then he began dancing and jumping and moving about more than ever.
"I want this man out of me,"
cried the whale.
"What can I do?"
"You'd better take him home,"
said the little fish, still hiding behind the whale's ear. The whale began swimming at full speed toward the man's home. As the man danced and jumped and moved about, he thought up another idea. He took out his knife. The man began carving his raft into long pieces of wood. Then he took off his suspenders and tied the pieces of wood together.
"Please stop dancing and jumping and moving about,"
cried the whale.
"I'm taking you home. You are hurting my stomach so much."
"Oh ho ho!"
laughed the man, still dancing and jumping and moving about.
"It serves you right. You must be careful about what you eat."
The whale thought about all of the fish he had eaten. He felt bad for being so greedy. If only he hadn't eaten so much. The whale swam up to the beach by the man's home. The man's friends and family were amazed to see the huge whale. They were even more amazed to see the man dance out of the whale's open mouth. The man wore his blue shorts and carried his knife. But his suspenders and raft remained inside the whale. The whale turned and swam back out to sea. He was happy that the man was no longer dancing and jumping and moving about inside his stomach. However, there was something caught in the whale's throat. He could not cough it out or swallow it down. The man had used his suspenders and raft to make a gate inside the whale's throat. Now the whale could only swallow the smallest animals. The fish of the sea were relieved. Only the smallest fish had anything to fear from the whale. The small fish hiding behind the whale's ear was afraid. She thought the whale would be mad at her. She knew he could still eat her since she was so small. She swam all the way to the bottom of the sea and hid in the mud. Today, whales still eat only the smallest plants and animals in the sea. Their gate-like teeth help separate their food from the water. They would never eat something as big as a person.